We have more tonight on the subject of spending, but this has to do with the American household budget. Tonight, in the state of California alone, gasoline is now at an all-time record high price per gallon. And food prices are rising sharply these days, and it turns out there is an important link between the two. We have two reports tonight, beginning with the high cost of our national auto addiction. George Lewis stands by with that from Los Angeles tonight. George, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Gasoline hit an all-time record high today in Los Angeles, averaging $3.41 a gallon, according to the Auto Club. And the rest of the nation is not far behind. It's a daily routine now, gas stations posting price hikes. The national average for regular is up more than a cent from yesterday, up 31 cents from last month. And how high could it go?
Anything can happen this summer. I mean, right now the path we're on is a patch where it's record high prices, maybe even $4 a gallon.
Energy experts say accidents at refineries and a shortage of refining capacity are big factors driving the price hikes. So, are people changing their driving habits? Californian Cesar Casasola says he's saving money by riding his motorcycle to work instead of his car.
Fill up my motorcycle is $12. To fill it up my car will be $50. So it's almost a difference like $40 a week.
He's the exception. Researchers say that across the country, drivers are not overcoming their addiction to gasoline in spite of high prices.
We find that average fuel economy today, from 2000 to 2005, was flat despite a 70% increase in gas prices.
In Chicago, florist Joe Yera says the cost of filling up his delivery trucks is hurting his bottom line.
10-15% more of the business, of our profits.
He's had to raise delivery charges to make up the difference, something his customers hate.
They're upset with it, like we all are.
And there's no question people are upset.
I think gas prices are outrageous.
And likely to get worse as the country heads into the summer driving season.